Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 735, and if you're here for the first time, please welcome. I'm so happy to have you, and I want you to come back for more. There is so much we're enjoying here, so much, and I'm happy to have you here. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all this gold, gold of 700 and over have come from 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. And we continue, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We've gone into the scripture, the Old Testament, in Genesis. We looked at Abraham. We're now also going to Luke chapter 1, the incarnation, and now we are in Proverbs 4:20. That says, "My son, pay attention to my word." How are you going to do that? By decreasing attention on all other things and giving God's word, the reading of the Bible, listening to such messages, top priority in your life, instead of watching comedy and all that and laughing and just being on your phone for hours. Phone is always dying, battery always dying. You have to charge and recharge and charge within a day several times. No, that's not the way to go. So we're giving them more attention to the reading of the word. Now, in Mark 11, we saw a very beautiful thing happening there. Jesus spoke to a fig tree, died, and the disciples came and said, Master, the fig tree that you spoke to is dead. And Jesus said to them, whosoever, Mark 11, 23, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. So who is going to speak to the mountain? Whosoever, everybody, yes. Because everyone has been made, every born-again believer has been made a king and a priest. King first of all, priest. And we have to function in that role. Those roles belong to us. And that is what I'm teaching you to do. So I said to you in the previous episode that before anybody can have what he says, he must mean what he says. So if you have a habit of lying, a habit of misrepresenting things through your speech, a habit of scheming, dealing with words, word salad, you put some words together and, you know, you don't mean what you say. If that is the issue with you, then please, this is where you change. This is where, because you are born again believer, the spirit of truth in you. Jesus said to them, "Ye are of your father the devil." That is John 8:44. He said that to them, but that is not what you are not that. Your father is God, and your father is the truth. He is the truth, and therefore you don't have lies in you. So if you have learned that, it's a training you give to yourself. And I told you the story of a guy I met in the university who was like that. He had trained himself, was watching a con artist, and he just admired him and wanted to be so. And of course, he became like one. Oh, it was so sad. I remember one day I came to my room and he said to me, "Oh, Olivia, I'm coming to take you out for lunch." And they said, where do you want to go? Where do you want to? And I was very excited. Oh, and I didn't know him then. I didn't know who he was. I'm a born again believer. We're all in a group. We're all in a fellowship. Very nice guy. Handsome, well brought up guy. Has got a nice family. Oh, very nice person. So, and he was a smooth talker too. Oh. Would you believe that? When he said we should go, I said to myself, no, I just want, I mean, where I've been trained also that whenever you're going out with a guy, you must pick your own money also. In fact, that's how it is. So I always, when I'm going out somebody, I always have money on me. You cannot just rely on the person you go. Happens when the person's card fails, or he thought he had money and didn't. I didn't want any of those. So I went into my wardrobe and I knew where I kept my money, and I went to look for the money. And would you believe that the money, the guy had stolen my own money to take me out for lunch. Oh, the guy had stolen my own money to take me out for lunch. I mean, I was so shocked and stunned that, do you know that I couldn't say a thing? I couldn't say a thing. And when he removed the money to pay at the restaurant, that was my money. That was my money. Can you imagine, young girl in school? This young, naive girl in school. It was later that my roommate said something to me. She said to me, if you are looking for your money, it's with that guy. I said, why? He said, I came to find him looking into your wardrobe. Do you keep your money there? And that was when I knew that, this guy's a con artist. And later he confessed to me that it's true, he's a con artist, and that this and that. And he watched a film and he admired the guy. He just liked the smooth talker, and he has been talking his way out of life. Oh, it was so sad when you look at this guy with family pedigree, everything, and this was the way his life was. So if your life, you've trained yourself like that, then my dear, this is serious. It is time for a radical turnaround, because you cannot go this way. If you go this way, it means that you are not ever going to experience what God has for you, this kingship, oh my God, this royal priesthood. My dear, I'd rather give up all these so that I can have what God has for me. That you say to the mountain, you say, when you say it, it comes to pass. I prefer that than any other thing. So if you've learned something, you have to unlearn it. If you trained yourself in the wrong way, you have to untrain yourself. Sometimes you might fail. When you fail, someone say, because if I untrain myself, by all means, I'll make some mistakes. So it's natural. Listen, if you can, if you won't make mistakes, don't intentionally make mistakes so that it will look natural. Rise up. Rise up in what God has given you and decide, no way, I'm not going back to living that way. I will mean what I say. And when I speak, you can take my word to the bank. Listen, a lot of you have learned how to be scammers, scamming and all that. This word, it does not go along with scamming. With taking your phone and saying you are a man when you're a woman, or a woman when you're a man. No. It doesn't go along. And listen, God sets you free. Jesus has set you free. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive it. You are so blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody.